This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Derek Chauvin, the former Minneapolis police officer who pressed his knee on George Floyd's neck for almost 9 minutes before the African-American man died, said very little as he appeared in a court in Minneapolis for the first time since being arrested and criminally charged. During the court hearing in which Chauvin appeared on closed-circuit television, the ex-officer who has been fired and arrested after Floyd's death was given a $1 million bail with conditions. Chauvin's attorney, Eric Nelson, did not contest the bail, nor did he speak of the substance of Chauvin's charges. Chauvin's next appearance is set for June 29th. The three other former police officers who were involved in Floyd's death have also been fired and jailed and await court dates. Floyd was pronounced dead later. An autopsy conducted separately in the following days ruled his death a homicide. Congressional Democrats are proposing a far-reaching overhaul of America's police procedures and accountability. It is a sweeping legislative response to the mass protest announcing the deaths of Black Americans in the hands of law enforcement. However, the political outlook is deeply uncertain in this polarized election year. Justice and Policing Act would revamp legal protections for police, create a national database of excessive force episodes, and set new standards for police training. U.S. President Donald Trump is conflating it with outside efforts to abolish the police and says that Democrats have gone crazy. At the Capitol, Democrats read the names of George Floyd and others who have died in police hands and then knelt for 8 minutes and 46 seconds, amount of time that Chauvin had his knee in Floyd's neck. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. New York lawmakers are poised to overhaul a decades-old law protecting police disciplinary records that has long been among the nation's most secretive. The Democratic-led legislature plans to pass a repeal of the law as part of the changes that also ban officers from subduing people with chokeholds. The governor, Andrew Cuomo, said that he intends to sign the legislation and that police officers deserve the same scrutiny as other government employees, like teachers. Police unions say releasing such records could jeopardize officers' safety and allow even frivolous claims to damage their reputation. Nearly 407,000 people have died from the deadly COVID-19 virus globally. The figure is more than 111,000 in the United States. The number of confirmed infections worldwide is more than 7.1 million and more than 1.9 million in the U.S. As coronavirus cases continue to rise in Brazil, Rio de Janeiro residents slowly returned to their famous beaches to enjoy the sun and sea after social distancing protocols were relaxed. In the first phase of the relaxation of the quarantine, walking on the promenade is allowed, as well as the opening of some shops and the practice of individual water sports. During the weekend, surfers jumped into the sea and small groups played sports near the beach while people would sunbathe in the area despite the prohibitions. Many Brazilian epidemiologists warned the reopenings could be premature. Brazil is currently reporting second to the United States in coronavirus cases and third in the number of deaths. Brazil's President Jair Bolsonaro has played down the gravity of the epidemic and criticized lockdowns for paralyzing the economy and causing widespread unemployment and hardship. North Korea has demonstrated that it's cutting off all communication channels with South Korea. North Korea has been escalating pressure against the South for failing to stop activists from floating anti-Pyongyang leaflets across their tense border. Relations between the Koreas has been strained. And Tropical Depression Cristobal could soon renew its strength by merging with another storm system to merge a large cyclone. After drenching much of the South, forecasters now expect the storm to be bringing fierce winds and heavy rain to much of the Midwest by the end of Tuesday. Forecasters say significant river flooding is possible in the upper Mississippi River Valley. The storm weakened to a depression on Monday after inundating parts of the U.S. Gulf Coast. All the water will pose challenges downstream, with smaller rivers and creeks expected to crest Midwest. More at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.